With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the buzz on B101 with Jen and Bill?
Buzzing today, and I am not happy about this, but after setting a record for the longest running solo number one song ever on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, Harry Styles, as it was, has been knocked out of the top spot by some guy named Steve Lacy.
Oh, no.
And his song, Bad Habit, certainly seems a little way too close for comfort to Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. So we got to check this guy out, though. By the way, if you did miss the big news, Ed Sheeran has announced his upcoming stadium tour. It's called the Mathematics Tour, and he is bringing it to Philly. So he's going to be at the Link on June 3rd. And also good news for you guys. In a little bit, when we play Beat the Bee, you will get the chance to win a pair of tickets to go to that show. Now, on the flip side, not coming to Philadelphia at all is Bono. He's going on a book tour and a book signing to promote his memoir. It's called Surrender, 40 Songs, One Story. But he won't be too far from us. Like, if you do want to go see him, he will be in New York at the Beacon Theater on November 2nd.
Love Bono. Love this. Red October is trending after the Phillies, for the first time since 2011, made the playoffs. Woo-hoo! You heard that right. They beat the Astros last night, 3-0 in Houston. The playoffs start on Friday. We don't know who the Phils will play yet, but all three games, that first round of the wild card, will be on the road for the Phils. How about this? The Sixers had their first preseason game last night. And who did they beat? Ben Simmons and the Nets in Brooklyn, 127-108. Shockingly, Simmons did play. I'm surprised.
Well, he
scored 6 points, had a couple of rebounds, you know. Can't wait till he comes to Philadelphia. I wonder if he'll play. I wonder if he'll have the guts to play here in the city.
Well, he got booed last night in New York.
Right.
By Philly fans.
Yep, absolutely. Not a like guy. Here's a guy who's still, he was out on his apology tour for about 6 or 7 months. Will Smith. Now he's out promoting his latest film, Emancipation. This film has been getting a lot of Oscar buzz for his performance and for the film itself. If it is nominated for any Oscars, he can't attend.
He can't attend, but he can win.
He can win, yeah. This is pretty cool. I kind of like this. I like hearing about new shows in development, Jen. And this is one I may watch. CBS's Watson. This is about Dr. Watson, you know, who was the partner to Sherlock Holmes.
Gotcha.
Holmes is dead, and a year later, Watson has his own medical practice with an investigative focus, kind of like CSI Watson.
You know, you have so many shows in your queue, as they say. You want to add another one.
Yeah, I want to add this one.
Why, though? Why does that sound good?
I don't know. It just sounds good. I like CSI, and I think this is a cool little spin on it. I always like Holmes and Watson, you know?
It's not even what it's called.
I don't know. Did you think the lighting in the last House of the Dragon episode was wonky? Like,
yes.
Way too dark?
It
did you think that?
I could barely see.
Well, a lot of people have been complaining online. Twitter went nuts about it. But HBO is defending the decision. Says it was a creative decision they made because, you know, it was like nightfall. And they wanted that mood.
They didn't pay their electric bill. There were no spotlights on the set.
I literally had to turn the lights out in
the
living room.
Down.
Yeah,
yes.
To see it last night.
But
you know?
It was a good show.
Ooh,
this last episode on Sunday. It was good.
No spoilers, but the ending was awesome.
Yes.
Best one yet, I think.
Yes.
Absolutely. Jen mentioned those Ed Sheeran tickets up for grabs at 7:10. We're going to play Beat the Bee coming up very soon. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Phillies B101.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.